same 24 hours as you.
Yeah. So why'd you decide to come to HSU? Like, what was it about this place that you decided to move all the way from, you know, Black Hills?
I'm originally from Seattle, Washington. Mm-hmm. And so there are certainly similarities between Washington, Washington Coast, and Northern California. So the surge of, or the idea that this is a very foreign, strange place is, it isn't. It was as if I was returning home to a climate that I was very familiar with. But that's about the climate. As far as the university goes, it's a very strong university. Mm-hmm. As I looked at the strengths of Humboldt State, I saw all these amazing opportunities.
What were some of the strengths that you honed in on mm-hmm. your decision to come here? Yeah.
So when we're along the coast, we have these natural things like natural resources and oceanography right up there as, wow, these are things that are very unique, not only to the region, but very unique to California. Mm-hmm. And the way that we approach them are different than the rest of California because of where we are, along with the fisheries and the research that are tied to oceanography and trees. I also saw the attribute of education. Now, this may sound odd, but education being our foundational roots as a university, being founded as a teacher's college to actually help create teachers for this region, is also very important to me as someone who has an educational degree. And so when I looked at that opportunity, I realized that this was at one point in time the most important thing for us as a university. And somewhere along the way, it's found itself in the middle. But from what I could read, the communities from Crescent City down to Petrolia, maybe even further south than that, are asking our university to help us produce more teachers. Mm-hmm. So that we can build this workforce and this educated citizenry.
Do you hope to have, you know, more students stay in the area once they graduate?
That's not on me. Mm-hmm. I think that's something that the community would like to have, and I share that mm-hmm. with the community. In my role, I can produce graduates mm-hmm. as a university. Not yeah. me, Tom Jackson, but as a university, we bring students into the pipeline like yourself, and ask you to do all the things you should do, and at the end of all of that, you're rewarded with a degree. You go where the market takes you. Mm-hmm. We would like to think and help this area create the market to enable people to stay.
Yeah.
But the bigger goal for a university is for you to find work. And so I'm happy when you're employed. Yeah. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, of course, yeah. And so kind of going back to, you know, some of the reasons of why you came, you still have family back in Black Hills, right?
Mm-hmm.
So is it hard to be away from your family being
yeah.
here?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a time in all of our lives that some of that may have happened anyway. We have a daughter going to college, and we were encouraging her to go anywhere she wanted to go.
Mm-hmm.
She looked at a number of different universities and decided that she wanted to stay home and stay at Black Hills State University, which I think is a fantastic university, mm-hmm. who I hear had a really good past president, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. He's really good.
That's a joke.
Yeah.
That's a joke. And so I actually believe in that university, and I believe yeah. it's a good match for her.
Yeah.
Of all the places we looked, that may have been the right choice, and she made it, we didn't.
So what year is she,
I think that's
though?
Good. Brand new,
freshman. Yeah.
Yeah, elementary.
And how'd she feel about her, you know, her dad moving on to, you know, out of state?
Oh, she misses her dad.
Misses her dad.
I miss her.
Yeah.
Miss my son, who's yeah. working in the community, and miss the wife.
Yeah.
Who's trying to wrap up some business things. And she'll get out here when she's been out here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she'll get out here when some of those other projects are wrapped
yeah.
up.
Yeah, so it's got to be kind of hard being away from family for a new area. You know, you're used to the climate in that region, as you said, but it's got to be hard being away from your family also.
I'll put it this way. It's not the first time we've moved,
mm-hmm.
But it's the first time I've moved without the children.
Yeah.
The last few moves, I went ahead with the children, and she wrapped up things behind us. And this time, we're both moving ahead, and the children are essentially remaining behind, mm-hmm. but they're young adults. with their own lives that they're forming in a way. Yeah. So we'll always be connected.
Do you think, so your like current experience of, you know, having family elsewhere and how that kind of like, you know, pairs up with the students here at this university, a lot of people from are from other areas. Do you think you can kind of use your background and experience with that to tie in to try to get more student enrollment here? Because I understand HSU is down in enrollment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
No.
No, I empathize with the families having their sons and daughters somewhere else, just like any parent who has a son or daughter go off to the military or go to another university or get married and moved away or something like that. Mm-hmm. I can empathize with that. I'm not sure there's a strategy to particularly use it.
Mm-hmm. I guess what is the role as the, you know, the new incoming president to address some of the low enrollment here at HSU?
Now, that's probably the question of the hour.
Yeah.
And let me reframe it in one subtle way. There are many forces that are influencing enrollment on this campus. The biggest is the decline of high school graduates across the region. And we're the only regional institution in the area that provides four-year degrees. That's the biggest indicator that has worked, I don't want to say the word against, but that has been the challenge for us in such a way.
So is there a decline in like regional enrollment here? As 'cause what I understand is that a lot of students are used to come from, you know, like LA area, Bay Area. Recruiting in there has gone down, thus lower enrollment here to just you.
California is growing. So think of it this way. California will always produce individuals who want to come to Humboldt State.
Yeah.
But the base is where you are.
Mm-hmm.
And when you only pull 15% from your county, that ought to tell most of us that we have to get more students from the county.
So are you going to have more focused recruitment to get students from Humboldt, the regional area, to enroll in HSU? Yeah.
That was in place in the years past, though, as well. If I were to, or if you were to ask, let's say, the superintendents that happen to be out there, there's not a single person in the educational sector that wouldn't want more students to pursue higher education either at the College of the Redwoods or at Humboldt State or anywhere for that matter. But those are also family choices.
Yeah.
So as much as we may want that, we need families to say this is where and what they want their sons and daughters to do. And it requires an investment. Pell Grants are fantastic and they cover the bases for many individuals. Mm-hmm. They really do in a positive way, but those are still family decisions. And part of our recruiting strategy is encouraging families to pursue higher education, whether it's at a community college or at a four-year institution.
Mm-hmm.
We want them in the pipeline.
And so I guess with some of those cuts to some of the programs that the community really liked, you know, the KHSU football program, the Third Street Gallery, what are some of the things that you can do as a president to try to regain that balance between, you know, the town and gown aspect of the university?
You know, students didn't come here because of KHSU, the Third Street Gallery, or the football team. They didn't.
Yeah,
I mean,
but I guess with like the No, I believe that,
yeah,
and I understand that. But, you know, you had mentioned that, you know, you want to recruit some more people from the local area.
Mm-hmm.
And those were some of the programs that the local area cared about. And so what would be the draw to get people from the local area to come here when some of those, like, you know, beloved programs got cut?
There's not a single 18-year-old who cared about KHSU.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you were 18 at the time. Were you on Instagram or listening to KHSU? You know
exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know
exactly.
What I mean?
Yeah.
And so when I hear that, I actually have this narrative. We have challenges with enrollment that are driven by many things. And while KHSU is very important to the community, it wasn't part of what an 18-year-old was listening to, nor were they reading the paper, per se, as much as we may want them to. They're buried in on Instagram, in Twitter, and with their friends on what they're going to do through the weekend and stuff. How do I know that? Because I have them. And you were basically in the same place. I mean, you have a career in a different way. Now, having said that, I think the other piece to your question was, there are things that our community thought, but it's not shared across the entire region. And as someone who came new to this community, how we viewed those topics are different whether you're at Crescent City, Petrolia, Weaverville, or even Eureka.
Mm-hmm.
Arcata has a particular voice, and Eureka is subtly different.
Yeah.
And so we're trying to balance all of those as we go forward as a university.
Yeah. Do you feel like the murder of Josiah Lawson and the Murder Mountain documentary has hurt the image of HSU and Humboldt in general, and has that hindered recruiting efforts?
No.
No.
I actually feel horrible that it occurred, and I look forward to when justice is resolved. But I think all in all, as difficult as it is for me to say this, that enrollment is driven by so many other things. And we're essentially saying that something on Netflix impacted Humboldt County. And I watch L.A. TV shows and Chicago TV shows every day, and it doesn't stop people from moving to L.A. or Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think our students are more sophisticated than that. They're looking at places they want to go and degrees they want to study. And I'll use you as a subtle example. Would you have not come here if you watched Murder Mountain?
I'm not, you know, the demographic that's affected by some of those messages that are in that. And so within that documentary, you know, they talk about people of color being affected. And, you know, the NAACP in April 2018 released a statement asking HSU to not have, to quit recruiting students of color. And so I guess, yeah, is that hard in the recruiting process to kind of come overcome some of those messages and images that are out there?
I would say that there are bigger messages and images that impact students of color every single day.
Mm-hmm.
What's on Netflix is very viewable.
Mm-hmm.
I can walk into Walmart in another place at any particular point in time, and I'm not a president, I'm a man of color.
Mm-hmm.
There are bigger issues that are out there that are impacting our society. There are also different narratives that are impacting Humboldt County. In Humboldt County, we think sometimes that these are the topics that people are talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of Humboldt County, they're not. Now, maybe in a year I might be saying the same things, but these were not topics for me
coming into
Humboldt County.
What were some of the, I guess, images and connotations that you had of Humboldt County before you came here? Have you heard of it and its like reputation with marijuana before you moved here?
I'll give you another good example of that one, because I've heard marijuana come up more than a few times.
Of course. I mean,
Humboldt County, yeah, if we go back 40 years, was a bastion of marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, you can get marijuana on any corner, any place, in any place in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter how big the town is or how small the town is. So to our students, or even the parents, who are 30-somethings and 40-somethings, marijuana is not new. This is fourth generation coming through the door of the 60s. And so Humboldt County, as a marijuana capital, in some respects is very different to the student body. It's never been part of that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Back to my point, they could have gotten it anywhere at any time.
Mm-hmm.
And so for us here, we view it as particularly maybe a black eye. But that's a long piece of history long ago,
mm-hmm,
very long ago. Our,
yeah,
students are looking at other things.
Yeah.
So if we think our students are coming here or not coming here because of what we used to be, I don't see that one way.
Yeah.
It's a very different place.
Would you like, so we have the Humboldt Institute for Marijuana Research here. Would you like to see the Humboldt take on more of a role in researching marijuana, given,
yeah,
the, you know, the ties to?
Yeah, I've heard that more than a few times, and I think there's viability in having that conversation. There are folks who believe that this is a strength of this university, and we might as, and we should consider it from our research points of view.
Yeah.
Not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Something we'll consider.
Yeah. I guess when it comes to, you know, the federal government, and then I guess that'd be a conversation to have with the chancellor, right? Of how you, like, you know, how do you incorporate more marijuana research here on this campus, right? Or would you be directly speaking with, you know, some sort of federal authority that says, you know, maybe you shouldn't be doing that?
Institutions across the United States are driven by their faculty.
Mm-hmm.
And that it'll be a faculty conversation on how and what they might want to do in a particular arena. That's where it starts.
Yeah.
100% of the time it starts, mm-hmm, with the faculty.
Yeah. also another big issue here in Humboldt County, what it's known for is housing or lack of housing. And so, you know, there's been issues with student housing in the past. What are some of the plans that you have to address some of the student housing needs here?
I think we have to categorize what we mean by housing, because I hear that, and you've heard it. But what are we really, really talking about? Are we talking about a student can't find any place to live? Or are we talking about students across the board can't afford to live in the places we have? And I think it's a combination of both. And we have to answer that question two different ways. If it's a matter of affordability, well, that affects students every place across the United States. And I think that's a big part of that narrative, finding affordable housing, not only on campus, but off campus. It's also encouraging students to reduce the cost of that housing and encouraging our landlords to help us create affordable housing in the community.
Yeah, and I guess how would you, as a, you know, the leader of this institution here, how would you go about you know, trying to encourage landlords to keep their housings affordable? And how do you, how would you encourage, you know, affordable housing in the area?
I actually need you to do that. I need you to write stories about how expensive housing is and how it's impacting our economy and our students. I can get students here, but I need individuals like you to talk about what they go through when they get here and the cost that they have to have. Because I can't tell a landlord what to pay, but I can get a student here and they're going to, the first place they're going to look is not only campus housing, but someplace in the community. So the more that you can talk about it, the better.
Yeah. And then the budget here at HSU, we're in a budget deficit. And so as the leader of an institution, you know, like, how do you plan to combat the budget deficit here without, you know, making further cuts? Or should people expect further cuts to programs and services here?
I'm going to reframe that also, because we use the word cut and deficit as if they're bad. What I'm, the way I would describe it is we have to get what we're earning in alignment with what we're spending, given the amount of students coming through the door. So if we were 10,000 students big, we can spend the equivalent of 10,000 students big. We're not 10,000 students big, but we're spending as if, not as if we were, but as if we were bigger. It's the same as if I had a certain income last year and now I have less this year. I have to adjust my spending. So it doesn't necessarily mean we cut. What it means is we refocus and realign our resources toward those things that are actually growing or we want to grow. So in a way, it's a very good strategic time as an institution to reflect upon itself and ask, where do we really want to put our resources so that we can be innovative and grow and be more marketable to students that happen to be out there and wanting to come to this campus?
So
it's a good conversation to have. And when we drop in students, it forces a campus to have those kind of conversations. The flip side is when you're growing like Cal State LA or San Diego State or other campuses, you have to have that same conversation because now you don't have enough resources to accommodate all the students coming through. So you have to put them in the place that will, well, fulfill the needs and the mission of that particular campus at that point.
Yeah. Do you think that the CSU system should also help with, you know, because I understand some of those those institutions in Southern California are very over-enrolled. Do you feel like the CSU system should help to spread out where students should go?
No, why would we do that? I mean, no, we wouldn't do that. That would be like me saying to you, get on the bus and go to another university that has forced education written all over it. That's just not the American way.
Yeah,
it's just not how a higher ed is set up. It's choices. Yeah. We're basically saying to families, choose the institution you want to go to where you can and where there's availability.
Yeah.
And to tinker with that would be a very poor move on anyone's part.
So some of those like institutions that are over-enrolled, you know, obviously they're bringing in more money than HSU is. Do you feel like the CSU system should understand that smaller institutions aren't going to be able to, you know, operate in the black all the time, you know, as these bigger institutions? Do you think the funds should be, you know, delegated in a way that understands more rural institutions are going to need more money than they can necessarily make?
That's an interesting question, because it basically is shoving off our responsibility to somebody else. What I mean by that is we have a responsibility to this community to operate our university efficiently. And when we don't, we're asking someone else to subsidize us. Mm-hmm. It would be no different than you saying, well, I want to get paid for stories I haven't written.
Mm-hmm.
And that is not what we do.
Yeah.
We have a responsibility to make the books whole and to use the resources that the public has provided to us in a very efficient way. It's the public good in what we do. And so I don't see any other way around that if we're true to our responsibility as a university in this community.
Yeah. So a couple fun questions. What are your favorite restaurants you visited around town so far?
Oh, what's the hamburger place? Roman's? Is it Roman's?
Stars?
No.
Ramones?
It's
kind of like
a
coffee shop. Oh, yeah. Roman's, yeah.
Roman's.
Over by the dispensary over there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my favorite burger.
Yeah, nice. how do you like to spend your... I read, you know, you like horses and flying airplanes and stuff like that. Have you visited very many of the beaches and everything?
I've tried to get around to all of them up and down the coast so far. This weekend I'm fly fishing for the first time.
Oh, nice.
I took a class to learn how to fly fish.
Where
so
are you going?
I'll do that. I'm told it's a secret.
Told it's a secret. Nice.
So
North Humboldt, South Humboldt?
I can't say. It's a secret place that they don't want anyone else to know.
Nice.
Because they don't want everyone else fishing there.
Yeah, makes sense. Let's see.
And you can quote that.
Yeah. How long do you plan on staying here at HSU?
Until I'm run out of town.
Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
I'm saying that jokingly.
Yeah.
Presidents have a wonderful responsibility and role in a university setting.
Mm-hmm.
And we get to influence the minds of many, many students who will go off and do really wonderful things.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of work, and there's a lot of dynamics that go into that.
Mm-hmm.
So we try to do the best we can, given what we're given at the point in time, until such time new leadership is needed.
Mm-hmm.
We don't get to decide when that is. We just try to do the best we can every single day.
Yeah.
And I think one of the slides that I gave during a different speech was, I wake up every day realizing the gift that I've been given to not only lead a university, but to help influence people to earn a degree.
Yeah.
I'll continue to do that.
Yeah. I think that's what I have so far. Anything I didn't ask you, or I guess, you know, like, as, you know, new incoming president, what do you feel like your role is to the student body, but also to the community?
Well, there's the faculty in there as well.
Yeah,
and the
faculty,
staff.
Yes.
There's many, many ways to answer that question, and I'm going to answer it this way.
Yeah.
I get to be a university president today, and there are many groups that look to a university president for different things.
Yeah.
The faculty do, which guide the students inside the classroom, the staff influence what happens inside the classroom and outside. And our student body wants to have access to their president as well, along with all the other folks they see in leadership roles. The community and communities vary depending upon where they happen to be. And I come back to what Arcata may want and Eureka may want are very different. But Arcata gets the institution because of its location. Eureka wants more from the university because it's just a few miles away. So my intention is to try and spread myself out as often and as far as I can so that there are some connecting points between the president and the different communities so that they realize they have some access. Maybe not the best in all circles, but they have some access where they know that this community is still thinking about them.
Yeah.
And that would apply to everyone.